Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is hit by the pitch. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Grote and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fraya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Foote reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Bob Miller now pitching. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Breeden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Milner scores. Boswell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Expos. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Boswell scores. Hahn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Foote reaches second base with a double. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frias is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Foote and he is out, Frias applying the tag. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grote takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to get to home. Staub throws the ball into Grote, who tags Hunt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Staub throws the ball into Garrett, who tags Singleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Hahn moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Bob Miller. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Jerry Grote. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Dave Schneck now playing right field. George Theodore now playing left. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Davis pinch hits for Ron Woods. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.